producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Radio, 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 radio.
Well, we're going to talk about what's really important here today, ladies and gentlemen. At least in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast, in about an hour and a half, we're going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers game, Dallas losing in the fourth quarter with two touchdowns, because I'm the big sports broadcaster now. We're going to talk conspiracy. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but everyone I know, I didn't watch the game. Even though I was at a laser tag place with my children, they had it up on big screen television everywhere. The parents were all there ignoring their children and watching the game. So I saw some of it, but I wasn't officially watching it. It is a controversy. Did Dez Bryant get robbed of an amazing catch? Well, I've seen the play replayed over and over again. I'm no NFL ref, but call me a turnip plant if he didn't catch the ball fair and square. And there were some other plays like that. So he called Brian Toohey. He, of course, has been a guest on everything from ESPN to you name it. He wrote, "The Fix is In." Professional sports, but also right down to high school sports, has massive betting on it. And fixing games, fixing boxing matches is ubiquitous. There is a massive cultural conspiracy, though, of not wanting to admit it because it's become the center of American life, at least the center of American male life. So we will talk to the author of The Fix is In. You know what? Let's just get him on at the start of the second hour. I said the last 30 minutes. Let's do the start of the second hour if he can do it. I know we called him on short notice. We called him and I said, "Does this look staged?" Because a lot of stuff we call him on, he says, "No, it doesn't look staged." He said, "Very, very suspicious." And he's gotten into the secretive FBI files, you name it, and gotten documents out nobody else has. So he is the expert on fixing games. That is from a journalist perspective. Obviously, we know who the real expert is. It'd be somebody like Don King or folks out in Las Vegas. But the naive public, some of the public still doesn't think there's any fixing. That's why when famous baseball players like Rose and others got caught doing it, it was such a big deal. And folks got lifetime bans because the public is supposed to be naive and not know this type of stuff is going on so that they're just blissfully ignorant for the rest of their lives. That is coming up in the second hour because I don't usually get into distractions and diversions like sports, but if I can show people how it's robbing them of their lives, robbing them of their manhood, robbing them of true military thinking that your brain's designed to engage in daily life, in business, in politics, in religion, and that they suck all of those calculative energies into football and fantasy football and baseball and basketball, when you realize that it's designed as a gladiatorial diversion, it's very helpful for a lot of folks. Sports addiction is what I'd call it. Video game addiction. Statistically, these guys that play 10 hours of video games a day are economically in bad shape. They're disconnected from reality. They're not living in the real world. And so really, it's a discussion about the matrix in the larger sum total. So that's coming up today in the second hour. In the meantime, the really important news, world news. Worldwide terror freakout over the 15 dead in France. Science and tech news. It's all coming up. Oh, guess what? Infowars.com. Dead French terrorist linked to Pentagon dinner guest Amir al-Awlaki, the leader of al-Qaeda, who secretly hangs out at the Pentagon. That was in the London Guardian, by the way. We're going to go over all this and more. And I saw a demonstration for Charlie Hebdo in Austin. I caught video of it. That's coming up, too.
Every year, 2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally using super oxygenation. Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week. 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 11th day of January 2015. We are broadcasting worldwide live on this Sunday transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. We have the author, Brian Toohey, of The Fix Is In, one of the leading experts on fixed sports, government media really works to cover this up because the amount of gambling on sports is roughly eight times, in the studies he and others have done, eight times the profit that professional sports get from television, advertising, and ticket sales. So sports is about gambling. And it's also about diverting the public and distracting them into what I call a proto-matrix of things that really don't matter. A male soap opera with all the players and the baseball cards and the rest of it. I'm not criticizing people that love sports. It's just that they criticize me when they start asking me about the game and what I think, and I just say, sorry, I don't follow it. They will just shake in disbelief and laugh at me. I'm sorry, I follow business and academia and science and government and geopolitical systems, and that's why, on record, major leaders of governments listen to the show. It's why we're the number one broadcast from every metric out there at the Pentagon. That's why we have so many CIA and NSA and FBI and you name it whistleblowers here on this broadcast, because I live in a real man's world. Not in a fantasy man's world, watching other men slap each other on their butts. And I want to be clear. I played football. I went to Dallas Cowboys games. I grew up in Dallas, Texas. I like football. But what it's been turned into with its Obamacare pushing, its anti-gun garbage, firing the host of Monday Night Football, Hank Williams Jr., because he criticized Obama on Fox News. Oh, but there's Charlie Hebdo demonstrations all over the world. I saw one in Austin today. I was driving around downtown, drove by the city council building, about 400 people demonstrating. I have video of it. One of my tech folks, Buckley Hammond, is in there downloading it right now. We'll have that for TV viewers. We're simulcasting TV at Infowars.com/show. You can find the free feed. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and subscribe to get it all in HD and see the nightly news and all my films and more. But the point is that we're going to break all that down as well and look at the announcements being made. Our story from Infowars.com with links to the foreign press making the announcements is top linked at DrudgeReport.com. And we'll go there and click through that for folks. Government prepares internet speech crackdown following Paris attacks. That's the top link there at DrudgeReport.com. We're going to be going over that. So demonstrate and march for free speech and stand up against the fear of terrorism, which I'm absolutely for, but then censor free speech and continue opening the borders and bringing radicals in at record levels. We're going to decipher this, decode it, break it all down today. And then again, in the second hour, we're going to talk sports betting fraud. We're going to talk, the number one area for fraud is with the refs. You target the refs when you can't get 11 people on each side of the football to basically throw it, when you can't get the quarterback to throw it, when you can't get a key running back to throw it, because the coach will just put somebody else in there if they're not performing. Who do you go after? You go after the refs. And the Cowboys were propelled into the playoffs with obviously fraudulent calls with the Lions, and now they've been taken out by Green Bay with two different plays that a vegetable could watch, a turnip could watch, as I said earlier. A turnip could watch it and see that it was clearly caught. So we're going to be breaking it all down today, ladies and gentlemen, and looking behind the curtain of sports. Looking behind the curtain of what most men see as their identity as a male is watching narcissistic males be worshipped on television while their lives fall apart and while they conquer nothing and their wife tells them what to do all day. Or they sit in the basement in their underwear eating Hot Pockets and Funyuns, scratching their Wavos while their wife bosses them around, or they don't even have a wife. While their kids play Xbox Kinect in the next room, being biometrically scanned and put into a database. While Samsung comes out with their new smart digital TVs and says, third parties are listening and watching you, so watch what you say. That was in the owner's manual that came out 2 months ago. While all these insane things are going on, while we're signed on to $2 quadrillion in foreign fake derivatives debt, that's not our debt. That's 2,000 trillion, ladies and gentlemen. That's the global derivatives, and we're signed on to about half of that. The U.S. is. It's not our debt. It's fraudulent megabanks debt. The public is ignorant about economics. They're ignorant about the banking cartels. They're ignorant about the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. They're ignorant about the social engineering that's going on. The real game is the fight against the globalists. A game is a simulation generally of warfare or of business, of competition. But what happens when the game becomes the whole world, and that's all people care about, and then your life is not successful, you're not fulfilled, because you've put your whole identity into a game or into the color of your skin? Oh, I've got to support Obamacare. Obama's black. I don't want to be called racist. Or, oh, I better support it. I'm black, and Obama's black. Or, I better turn my guns in. I'll be called racist. I better speak the way the media says, or I'll be called politically incorrect. Who cares what a bunch of social engineers tell us to do? Reject their culture. That's what I'm going to get into in the second hour. Now, that said, last week I told the crew, don't really dig it up because I say it so much. What's the point of doing it? But I even Google searched, Alex Jones says ISIS will attack the West, or Alex Jones says Al-Qaeda in Syria, well, what it was previously called till a year ago, will attack the West. And all the videos come up from the radio show, the nightly news. It's all there. We're going to get some of those clips tomorrow so that for new listeners we can show you that we predicted all this. So let's get one thing straight first. Radical Islamic terror is real and does take place and does happen. And from all the MO I've looked at, it looks like these three attackers in France were real terrorists and that what happened basically happened. Now let's remove that out of the equation. I'm going to come back and break this down with all the latest news. It was the White House Chief of Staff, now the mayor of Chicago, the Don, Emanuel, Rahm Emanuel, his brother helped write Obamacare that has the death panels and admits it and laughs at everyone and then, hey, we're going to bankrupt everything. He says that on Fox News, just like Gruber laughing at us, but that's another side issue. He said, you don't let a good crisis go to waste. And they are undoubtedly now going to use the 15 dead, or whatever it is, the numbers keep changing. 12 dead, including two police officers the first day, hostages killed when they killed him on Friday, whatever. That's all just minutia of the sad event. Our hearts go out to those that died. But this will be used to legitimize the surveillance state, the police state, the basic loss of liberties all over the world that the global financial class, this anti-free market, is promoting and pushing, and it will be used on the general public. It will not be used on radical Islam. And so when we come back, I will document that the West has been funding Al-Qaeda. I predict it would blow back. It now has. And the very leaders involved funding the terrorists, Sarkozy and others, are on television, Hollande, all of them, marching as if they're saviors now when they have blood on their hands. We're going to break it all down.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll
call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
We be gone that long, sir?
I hope not.
Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So CNN has the big headline on their website, Where Was Obama? And now it's, there was no major U.S. envoy, not even Secretary of State, at this big march with Hollande and Sarkozy and Benjamin Netanyahu and all these other European leaders, Angela Merkel of Deutschland, the chancellor. I love how the media manipulates the sentimentality of the West, especially. Look at these headlines. U.S. terror official on terror attacks. This isn't going to stop. Quote, it's going to be like the war on drugs. It will never end. Yeah, we're criminal elements of the government, major corporations, big banks, Wells Fargo and Wachovia on record, chartering the aircraft, $378 billion in narcotics money from 2007 to 2009, Bloomberg reported. In 2009, didn't even get in trouble. Paid a $111 million fine on $300-something billion. They owned the aircraft. What does that have to do with terror? The war on drugs. They shipped the drugs in, destabilized things, create a giant underclass, and then fill the private prisons owned by the drug dealers with the morons that use the illegal drugs. Same thing with terror. You create the terrorists, protect them, shepherd them. They attack. You go kill them. People say, what do you mean? They work for the government, the two brothers and their friend and their dumb bimbo girlfriend? No. The armaments, the training, the safe areas are given to them by NATO in Syria, in areas of Iraq, as the Free Syrian Army. Then they train other Western jihadis that have been traveling there from France, the U.S., England, you name it. They then come back into France, work with networks that give them fully auto weapons and grenade launchers, and then they go and kill people. That's a fact. Look at this headline. U.S. official on terror attacks. This isn't going to stop. CNN. Source. Terror cells activated in France. More attacks coming. Oh, my gosh. Militarize the police right now. Dianne Feinstein. Terror sleeper cells are in the U.S., but she wants totally open borders. See? White House to hold global security summit February 18th. U.S. officials to prepare, Reuters says, for the new global jihad they're facing. They say a new jihad. In fact, in the CNN article quoting the U.S. officials, they say the disease has metastasized. The cancer is spreading. It's going to be much bigger than 9/11. Funny, I have a bunch of clips from April 22nd, September 26th, and January 16th where I say all that. In fact, this is just what the crew was able to find. There are tapes out there where I say shoot up newspapers, schools, and shopping malls because that's what terrorists target. Obama has family leading the Muslim takeover of Kenya who on record are directly connected to the Al-Qaeda cells that shot up the shopping mall. I mean, that's in the Kenyan newspapers. That's in the Egyptian newspapers. I had Ahmad Salim, the famous colonel on, the Egyptian colonel who worked with the FBI to try to stop the World Trade Center attack in 93. They told him to stand down. I had him on breaking all this down Thursday. Of course, I already know all this, but the point is that this is going on. So it's a complex issue. It's also very, very simple. There are criminal interests in government and major corporations at the top that want to convert us to a tyranny so they can steal our pension funds, raise our taxes, and sign us on to fiat derivatives. To do that, they need to have an outside threat. So they go and they fund radical Al-Qaeda groups. It'd be just like if I bred rattlesnakes in my basement and went and put them in my neighbor's, closet. So when they walk in the closet, a rattlesnake will bite them. The rattlesnake doesn't work for me. It's a rattlesnake. Just like if I breed 100 black widows and dump them in your bed when you're at work and you come home at night, the black widows will go under the bed. They'll get up in the sheets. When you roll over on one, it's going to bite you. Now, do I mind control? Do I run the black widow? No, I dumped them in your bed. Now, I'm driving downtown today visiting some friends about 2 hours ago, and I see about 300, 400 people marching with, in French, I am Charlie Hebdo, the satirical newspaper that got attacked last week. And it was a nice crowd, families out there, and they look so proud of themselves out demonstrating. The mainstream media is promoting it. This is a good, safe demonstration. They're in front of the city council, and then they march down Cesar Chavez, First Street, towards Colorado, and then to Congress and the Capitol. And they were very proud of themselves. I shot video of it. We took it off my iPhone. We'll be playing it later, if you're a TV viewer. And they look so proud. And a lot of them were French citizens. They were, had French flags, French shirts, a big French community in Austin. There's a little problem with that. They should have been wearing black in mourning and apologizing because France led, and has been given praise by our evil media for this, the Free Syrian Army with NATO and gave them most of the weapons along with England, and Israel gives them support out of Lebanon in the Golan Heights bordering Syria. That's in Jerusalem Post. Headline, Benjamin Netanyahu, why we need Al-Qaeda. Headline, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Bull. Assad didn't attack Israel, didn't attack the U.S. Women could go to college. They were democratizing the country. They used the opening up of the country to infiltrate it with jihadis that have killed over 300,000 people in the last 4 years. Our own military went public and said, we don't want to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. Remember 2 years ago when Obama wanted to invade? Think of the hypocrisy and the over-the-top bizarreness that NATO countries led by France, who usually tries to stay out of wars, but this one was so evil, I guess France had to get involved. I'm not demonizing France. I just don't understand why they got involved so heavily when they usually get criticized for not being in every war, something I think that's positive. Because they want the pipelines that are going to go through there, and they want to cut off the Russian pipeline, the Russian port. It's about hundreds of billions of dollars or euros. So, here are the French upset that they've lost 15 citizens. I think it's terrible 15 people are killed. What about the 350,000+ Christians, Jews, and mainly Muslim non-radical minority Alawites? They go into major cities and they round up every man, woman, and child. And they sell the little 10-year-old girls off to sex slavery. They sexually mutilate the other ones. They burn up churches, crucify. The Muslim Brotherhood is the same group. They did this in Egypt, and our media, CNN, backed it and called them freedom fighters. Does anyone remember this? Now, when we come back, I'm going to play you. They found some of the clips where I said they're going to attack us. In fact, here's Kurt Nemo's article from March 26th of this year, or now last year, 10 months ago. CIA, Al-Qaeda, using Syria as a base of operations to attack the West. U.S. specializes in creating terror threat, then used to steal our liberty. And Kurt Nemo in here has my videos predicting it in March of what was going to happen, and now it's happened. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com, UNVEILINGthem.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In the last 2 years, I've made a giant deal out of this because folks should listen up carefully. What's now happening is going to be used to fundamentally strip the general public of your rights and your money and your freedom to travel. This is a public plan to convert us to a tyranny. RAND Corporation is on record. Now, before I play these audio clips where I predicted this, I want to give you articles that are even more precise. This article is by Paul Watson and Alex Jones, March 21st, 2013. I'm going to have it reposted to the front page of Infowars.com by Kit Daniels in the next 10 minutes. Obama now global head of Al-Qaeda. Will President order drone strikes on White House was the question, sarcastically, because our government is one of the main funders, along with France. France is maybe a close second, number one in Europe. Everybody's involved, though. Turkey, Italy, Germany, England, Israel. And the article breaks down in three pages with links to how our government is funding Al-Qaeda, who they then changed the name of to ISIS. Here's the headline. These same terrorists who've also vowed to attack the United States once they're finished in Syria while proclaiming their desire to see Al-Qaeda flag flying over the White House. In addition, while Americans who are suspicious of centralized federal authority and reverent of the individual liberty have been characterized as terrorists by their own government, U.S. citizens who openly take up arms to join the terrorists in Libya and Syria are allowed to fly around the world with total impunity. And we have links to mainstream news from the U.S. and England where they let jihadis, sometimes whole plane loads, get on commercial flights to go land in Jordan and Turkey, saying they're with Al-Qaeda and ISIS, same group. Just means Islamic State of Al-Qaeda. So people ask, how'd they get RPGs? How'd they go train in Yemen? The three attackers in Paris that left 20 dead, said 15 earlier, it's 20 now. They revised the numbers and upped them. They were trained by this coalition of Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and others that are funding jihadis to take over the Middle East and take out moderate regimes. And the blissfully ignorant Americans and French and others go out and protest against radical Islam threatening free speech, which I think is very positive and I totally support, one day before Angela Merkel was talking about banning anti-radical Islam demonstrations across Germany, but she decided she couldn't ban it, so she backed off. Today, we can show you the front page of CNN's website, she marched with the French president and other world leaders for free speech. I mean, this is sick. Do you see where I'm coming from? And then there's this backdrop. We vomit on all these people who suddenly say they are our friends, says Charlie Hebdo cartoonist who survived as he scoffs at surge in support. It is just a lot of people who you'd never see demonstrate any other time. They're doing it now because the media is saying it's safe and cool. Why don't the French, why don't Austinites go out and demonstrate against our government for 4 years, giving over $10 billion to Al-Qaeda in Iraq and Syria, that now became ISIS and has blown back on our military in Iraq and is killing them? Why don't we have a march apologizing for overthrowing the Egyptian government and putting these people in charge there that Anderson Cooper and others endorsed? Remember that? Until there was a counter coup by the military, thank God, to stop the Muslim Brotherhood that was burning down every church in the country. Every church was blown up, basically. And the Christians were crucified at the government building. They kick our allies out and do that. This is part of a global destabilization program, and they're going to attack us. And I said, it's going to start with churches, media institutions, shopping malls, and primary schools being attacked. That's the type of thing that real terrorists hit, just like terrorists connected to Obama. I can't believe I'm saying this. It's true. The Kenyan attacks, look it up, are directly connected to his cousins and to Odinga, the leader of the Muslim movement. That's like their radical arm, kind of like Sinn Féin's the nice arm of the Irish Republican Army. Well, they have their military arm. And Obama is directly in control of Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt that he's gone and addressed, ladies and gentlemen. This is bizarre. You can draw what inferences you want out of this, but this is confirmed. You understand, if you're a new listener, they're now saying your way of life is over on CNN. Al-Qaeda is about to start hitting us. They've reconstituted in Syria and Iraq, and no one at CNN, no one on MSNBC, no one at Fox, no one anywhere. I've read all these articles that are transcripts of the shows, the news programs. No one says, gee, Ron Paul or Rand Paul was right, or Ted Cruz was right. We shouldn't have armed the Syrian Free Syrian Army because 90% of them are Al-Qaeda. I mean, they blow up outdoor markets. They blow up mosques. They blow up the churches. They go through towns and kill whole families, thousands of people a day in some cases for 4 years. Our government. is giving Stinger missiles to these people. And I'm telling you, they will end up using them. They'll end up smuggling them like they did the RPGs into Paris, and they'll end up using them on us. And when airliners get shot down, it'll be real. The government won't have to go out and provocateur anybody because they already created a vacuum to put 200,000 of these jihadis in and let them fly back and forth all over the world. I get searched almost every time I fly. I'm on a list. Little government harassment. No criminal record other than speeding tickets. Had to have one of those in like 6-7 years. That's not true. I got one about 3 years ago. Congressmen get harassed. Ron Paul gets harassed. But boy, you're a jihadi with a Facebook saying you're going to kill people like one of these brothers did. He had that thing up for 4 years. He'd been in prison. He followed a radical imam that called for violence. And he was allowed to fly to Yemen and post videos of himself and photos at terrorist training camps. It's in the news. And the answer is NSA surveillance, total surveillance, and internet censorship of all of us because the $300 billion intelligence budget of the United States, the multi-hundred billion euro program of the EU every year, can't go arrest somebody when they're on their Facebook saying, I've been to Yemen and I'm going to start killing people. And now we learn they've been warned by the Yemenese government. Now we learn the French government knew. Of course they did. Just like Hassan at Fort Hood, for 2 years, he was in contact with Anwar al-Awlaki, planning that attack, that crazy psychiatrist, a lone wolf. Anwar al-Awlaki in the London Guardian and Associated Press was caught meeting secretly at the Pentagon more than 14 times. Here's another. See who's leading this? Dead French terrorist linked to Pentagon dinner, guest Anwar al-Awlaki. The French brothers announced connection prior to death following the Charlie Hebdo attack. Kurt Nemo, that was Saturday's article, Infowars.com. You understand? Here are our articles. Obama now head of Al-Qaeda. March. CIA, Al-Qaeda using Syria as base of operations to attack West when the CIA put them in. And then I've got people say, are you going to go march for free speech? For the Charlie Hebdo? You know, I'm not going to make those people mad. Maybe I should have marched with them and gone up and asked them, hey, are you mad that France and the U.S. and others funded this very group and then let them fly back and forth? Oh, don't get in the middle of me feeling good about how I'm demonstrating for free speech right now. Okay, well, they're going to use this to take free speech. And France is one of the most censored places in the world now under the EU political correctness. Shut up. I'm here to feel like I have free speech. See, you only have free speech when the system wants you to have it if they have their way. All these Democrats now calling for free speech, they're the ones who want the fairness doctrine where this show could not air. So when we come back, I've got the clips of where we predict these attacks taking place 6 months ago, 9 months ago, you name it. Just to show you again, it's not rocket science. Our government turns over large areas of the Middle East, oil fields, and weapons to a bunch of crazy jihadis, lets them recruit in every Western country so they can then export these little terrorists back here, and then the government can come in and sweep them up and be the savior while taking our freedoms.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You are a programmable guy that goes and watches Olympus is Falling and believes all this and really thinks you're a hero. G.I. Joe, great American hero. Yo, Joe. You don't work for Joe. Joe got taken over. The G.I. Joe command base is run by Cobra. Do you understand that? And I use a child analogy to get through to you because that's your main programming template in North America. They're on record with that. That was all Pentagon directed. You understand? You work for Cobra. You dress like Cobra. You have the tactics of Cobra. You are Cobra. Hey, you, Cobra. You want to be little boys? Or you want to really join the Republic?
They know what's going on at the Bundy Ranch, and they won't even let a police information officer give us any information. That's a bunch of bull.
It's all these stupid G.I. Joe movies and stuff where the White House is attacked. The White House is run by Cobra.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
It's run by chaos. It's run by Spectre.
Special executive for counterintelligence, terrorism, revenge, extortion.
They run little kids. They run the snuff films. They run the drugs. They run it all. And because you act like a bunch of naive chumps, this whole thing's going to come down on us.
Very much concerned. Me, considering that they have all this bulk ammunition, that they're shooting targets of children.
Would you like to tell me who it is that is doing this?
It is the Department of Homeland Security, sir.
Oh, thank you for calling.
To every police officer in this country, to every FBI agent, to every Secret Service agent, you work for Spectre. You work for Chaos. You work for Cobra. How do they get power? They stage a terror attack using Spectre, using Cobra. Yourself. Who is Cobra? Arms dealing, drug dealing, money laundering group wearing masks? They wear masks, ladies and gentlemen, because they're the corporate CEOs. And they're manipulating the governments against each other. Cobra runs the Muslims. Cobra runs the CIA. Cobra runs it all. Cobra is real. You can call it whatever you want. Cobra is in control of America. And Cobra says the veterans and the gun owners, they're saying that we're the bad guys.
These people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
That's what Cobra would say. That's what Spectre would say. That's what Goldfinger would say. Because that's who those people are.
I am Supreme Cobra Commander. You call your petty bureaucrats, officials, and authorities. You will kneel before Cobra or face my wrath.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Cobra Leader.
You pathetic little worm. How dare you call me Mr. Cobra?
That's a promo Jakari Jackson put out about 10 months ago during the Bundy Ranch standoff, where I was pointing out that major global crime syndicates, the large six banks that own the private Federal Reserve and the EU banks, even the Rolling Stone had the headline 2 years ago, the fix is in, everything's rigged, and listed the six banks that I'd listed in films 15 years ago, 7 years ago, and two different films. I mean, I really know what I'm talking about. And if they want to take our freedom, how do they do it? They fund terror groups. And they put out a worldwide call for young jihadis. You know, you're a young radical Muslim. You don't want to go join the army to prove you're a man or the Marines. You go join the jihad. And they even let them. Even CNN reported. We have links in our articles about this when we warned of this months ago. They let them fly there and let them get trained, including the three guys that are dead that killed 20 people. That's why I wanted to come on here and be calm about this today, but we shouldn't be calm. This is outrageous. And now our story is linked up on drudgereport.com. Government prepares internet speech crackdown following Paris attacks. I'm going to get into the agenda of how this will be used, what this will push when we start the next hour. Then we're going to look at the Super Bowl coming up and a lot of these really obvious plays that even on the playback, they're not overriding the refs and clearly fraudulent calls. Two of those calls cost the Cowboys this event. By the way, I'm not a Cowboys fan. I was overdosed on it as a child. I just can't stand it. The arrogance of the team, the whole nine yards, I can't stand it. So when I say that it looked like the Cowboys had this stolen from them, that's from somebody just looking at it. I like Green Bay because they're owned by the fans, but I don't like football itself because it's an Obama promoting, open borders promoting, carbon tax promoting, anti-gun promoting, censorship thing that'll fire anybody that works for the NFL if they criticize socialism like Hank Williams Jr. And it's used as a giant distraction. We'll talk about that in the next hour. But we're going to look at sports betting and a lot and who they target. They target the refs, folks. And if you don't know that refs throughout professional sports and even college are getting paid off in some cases to throw games, you are naive, because it's documented. And that's coming up with the expert who wrote the book on it, The Fix Is In, with Brian Toomey. Brian Toomey. It's a teleprompter-free radio and TV. We have a free video feed at Infowars.com/show. Please don't ever forget, this is a very important transmission. And we gain affiliates, we lose affiliates. Stations change formats. Stations sell. We're on over 100 affiliates on the Sunday broadcast, over 170 on the weekday transmission. But affiliates come and go. We appreciate all of our affiliates, but spread the word about the broadcast. If you're listening on AM or FM or
spread the word about the free podcast, the free iPhone app, the Droid apps, all in the listen page of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and tell your friends and family about the broadcast. Be the Paul Revere's of the 21st century. Because this show and my news team and all of it is only one part of the equation. I'm kind of like the coach that tries to motivate people at a pep rally to wake up and take action. But our articles, our videos, our films, our reporters, a lot of it is just downright Pulitzer Prize level. And we've won a lot of awards for it as well. I've won the free speech award, you name it. The point is that it's very valuable. It's growing, and we need your support and prayers now more than ever. Visit InfoWarsStore.com. The high-quality water filters, the high-quality nutraceuticals, the Made in America, Pro-Gun, Patriot Apparel, all of your purchases make this broadcast possible. And your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships to see the nightly news. 20 people can use each membership, $5.95 a month, or get it for a year, and it comes down to $2.50 a month. That's 12 cents a person who uses it, because one membership's 20 memberships, PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, let's end this hour with a few of the predictions. This is just what we can pull up. I just gave you articles and reposted them to the front page of the websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where I specifically predicted what was going to happen, arming 200,000 jihadis, most of them that live in the U.S. or Europe. They're coming home. They're going to be allowed to come home. They're going to kill a bunch of us. And then we're going to live in a police state. Real simple takeover plan, huh? We have a criminal government with open borders, you name it. Let's go to a seven-second clip, August 22nd, from the radio show. Here it is. They're going to let ISIS take over the Middle East, and they're going to attack Europe and attack the United States and shoot down airplanes with the heat-seeking missiles they've been given. Okay, let's go to another 50-second clip from September 26th. Here it is. And the next move, it could be a nuke. They put a lot of pre-programming out on that.
That's after I said mass shooting.
City, a huge dirty bomb. But they really want to go after guns. So they'll probably target a Democratic-controlled area where they know they've got a lot of tied-up victims with nobody there to protect them. New York, Chicago, D.C. And they'll go in and just kill it. It could be 200 kids. And then they'll spin it. We need gun control. See, these local ISIS sympathizers got their guns legally at gun shows. I mean, just think about the enemy's mind. Learn how they operate, and what would you do if they were them? That's how I continue to predict what they're going to pull. And you have to understand, there's 3 to 5 hours of broadcast today. Because sometimes I do 2 extra hours, an hour extra. You know, the nightly news sometimes goes 5 hours, 10 hours. So there's thousands of hours we're going through, but you all heard me ad nauseum. I predicted they'd attack France a lot. In fact, I know I predicted they would hit them first to get them in line for going along with everything. But France itself has been giving the arms and the money at the leading the pack to take over Syria. So bottom line, bare minimum, our government's funded these groups and then let them attack us. And then if you're an army soldier having to die in Iraq fighting them, too bad. Or you're a cop getting shot in the head by them, too bad. See, we all lose as free humans to the tyranny. But I do agree with people demonstrating, saying they're not afraid, and protesting for free speech. That's good. But do it all the time. Because world leaders have announced they're going to use these attacks to censor the web. You see how that works? So you better demonstrate for that, too. Not just when it's politically correct. Second hour coming up. Stay with us.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.